Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UK's corn, soybean, and tobacco field day is on tap for this Thursday at the Princeton Research and Education Center, one avenue for researchers to present their findings to farmers on what works and what doesn't.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we've tried to put together some topics that are timely and of interest, and we're hopeful that we can get a lot of people to come out and learn about what we're doing and hopefully be able to take home some of that information and apply it to their own farm.
Plant pathologist Carl Bradley says they'll have three tours for grain crops, one for tobacco, and participants should be able to take in all the tours and presentations, and there's a wide variety.
I'm actually on the program. I'll be kind of giving a disease update on corn and soybean, kind of talking a little bit about where we are now as far as the risk of diseases or what kind of things have been showing up and new fungicides to control those diseases. And we've got agronomists and weed scientists and others, entomologists on the program. We talk about a number of different things like soybean planting date recommendations, populations, the economic value of poultry litter, all the way down to stink bug identification.
Thursday's registration starts at 7 a.m. local time. The field day concludes with lunch, courtesy of the Corn Growers Association and the Soybean Board. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
With a 7 a.m. registration and Thursday's field day tour starting at 7:50, I quipped to Carl Bradley that was an early start.
Well, you know, we like to get people here, get them fed, and get them back where they can still have the rest of their day, I guess. And oftentimes that time of the year, morning's going to be a little bit cooler. So we're hopeful that we can have some good weather and that the heat won't be quite as bad if we're starting that early.
A pretty good point when you think about it. And he says this traditional field day format is one of his favorites and very effective.
So it's a little bit more personal, and I feel like a little bit more comfortable environment in some cases, and people really will, if they're interested, really will ask questions, and I think it's a good way to converse with the people out growing our crops. And so sometimes I'll say something that might click with them, but sometimes they'll say something that might click with me. So I think it's a good kind of two-way street in some cases.
The Princeton Field Day this Thursday, registration 7 a.m. local time. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.